Neuroelectromagnetic Telecommunication. Poster presentation abstract at a RCTIC symposium on mechanics of memory and memory disorder, March 17th and 18th, 2001, by Dr. Rauni Leena Lukkanen Kilda, MD. Biotelemetry, neurological communication, and control methods have been used for decades, and the mental and physical health effects after the year 2000 are discussed. The objectives of achieving behavior modification and influencing bodily and brain functions and mental and emotional processes remotely and wirelessly through computer satellite links have been achieved. Methods used in this research are literature surveys and experimentation. The astronauts were implanted with microchips, so all their bodily functions, feelings, thoughts, dreams, and even subconscious could be continuously seen and monitored from Earth. Supercomputer screen of over 200 billion bits per second, override human thought of 5,000 bits per second, 152 micromillimeter diameter chips also create a computer-generated visualization based upon the user request. They are usually situated in the cochleas or optic nerve or temporal frontal lobe or placed via endoscopic transsphenoidal pituitary surgery or subcutaneously. During a checkout of the laser machine in Discovery, it began eliminating pulses of 10 per second rate, which is within the frequency of the human brain's alpha wave range. Microchips operate with a low frequency radio wave aimed at it through satellite, and the implanted person can be located anywhere. Two-way radio communication controls the subject. Conclusions. The neuroelectromagnetic wireless control is successful technology and shows that microwaves can cause healthy persons to hear voices and emotions, and behavior can be directed by electrical forces. The European Parliament has, in its resolution on environment security and foreign policy of 1999, suggested it is necessary to introduce a global ban on all developments and deployments which might enable any form of manipulation of human beings. The RHIC/EDOM, EDOM system, which stands for Radio Hypnotic Intracerebral Control and Electronic Dissolution of Memory, is of utmost importance today and is being used with military and intelligence operations in NATO countries.